Meeting to order. State that the open public meeting law PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied. An adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and Express Times and posted on the bulletin board stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Could we please stand and salute the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Thomas?
Here.
Duchenne?
Here.
News?
Here.
Norris?
Here.
Valley? Upton? Higgins?
Here. Okay. Let's see here. Are we going to do audience and then go into executive? We have to deviate from the agenda. So we'll do the audience portion first to give everybody an opportunity to speak. So I'm opening the audience portion for remarks, comments, or petitions and testimony from our guests. If anybody has anything that they need to say, please come up. Microphone. Yeah, I guess so.
So, hello, I'm Melanie Teal, and my work address is 21 Belvedere Avenue. I'm the executive director of the Washington Borough Business Improvement District, and really all I wanted to do tonight was invite all of you to Festival in the Borough. It's a week from Saturday. As of this afternoon, our vendor space is completely sold out, including the farmers market. We have no wiggle room at all. So anyone that calls and begs for a vendor space is, I'm sorry, we just don't have any more room on the sidewalk for you. And speaking of the sidewalk, Matt is going to get the vendor spaces, well, the DPW is going to paint the vendor spaces permanently on the curbs for us, so
yay,
we don't have to duct tape them and Sharpie them every event. They're all gone already from the spring. So I'm very happy for that. That's a huge accomplishment and a huge task that we've been trying to get done for a while. So the banner across 57 Washington Avenue is being put up by the fire department, I believe, on Sunday. Dirk told me. Sunday or Monday. It's either going to be your drill night or it's going to be Sunday during the day. So anyway, the banner will be up. And does anybody else have any questions for the bid? No? Josephine's doing a great job with the farmers market, and we're trying to get a designation as Sustainable Jersey. Mm-hmm. Sustainable Jersey. So we were working on that today a little bit, and that's it. All is good at 21 Belvedere Ave.
What about the benches or the bikes?
Well, that's a question for Matt.
For Festival in the Borough.
Yeah.
Do what?
Right now, I have the guys working on prep for the festival doing the.
No. They got time for when we're looking down the sidewalk. They got time to put those together. That started first.
We will get there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lily.
I hope to see all of you on the move.
And you will.
We'll be there.
Is there anyone else who would like to come? Seeing that nobody else is going to approach, I want to entertain a motion to close the audience portion. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Okay, let's go pay our bills real quick.
Motion to approve the bills.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? No discussion? Roll call, please.
Connor? Yeah. Michelle?
Yes.
Newman?
Yeah.
North?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Okay. Need a motion to receive the court report?
So moved. Second.
We have a motion and a second to receive and file the automated traffic system. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. At this point, here's where we're going to deviate from the agenda. We're actually going to go into an executive session for the purpose of...
We're actually physically going to be discussing ordinances 21 and 24 on the agenda as part of pending litigation regarding affordable housing.
21 and 24?
Yes.
And also contract negotiations, 30. contract negotiations.
Okay, for a period of about 2 weeks, feet a half out?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll entertain that motion.
So moved.
Second?
Third.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. We need you all to, yep, if you would, please. We're going behind closed doors.
For no more than half an hour.
For no more than a half an hour.
And probably much less.
That's not going to take that long. Have executive session.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to come out of executive session. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, opposed? Abstain, okay. Let's move on.
Everyone else?
Yes, there's somebody out there. Somebody wants to read that.
Welcome back.
About a true result.
Welcome.
Okay, we're back in line. Okay, let's go to new business. We do have an item of new business, Scotty Stadium something or other.
Catering permit to approve for the festival.
Scotty Stadium catering permit to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, let's move on to ordinances. Ordinance number 2019-22 is an ordinance to amend the downtown redevelopment plan of the Borough of Washington. I need a motion to introduce and approve on first reading.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Connor?
Yes.
DeShannon?
Yes.
Newman?
Yeah.
Norris?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Introduce and approve on first, right? We don't need to approve it then.
We're approving the introduction.
Right, we already did.
Yes.
We don't need to do anything else.
No.
Okay. Ordinance 2019-23 is an ordinance of the Borough of Washington amending the General Code of the Borough of Washington by repealing and replacing Article 8 of Chapter 94 entitled Affordable Housing to address the requirements of the Fair Housing Act and Uniform Housing Affordability Controls regarding compliance with the Borough's affordable housing obligations. I need a motion to introduce and approve on first reading.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Connery? DeShannon?
Yes.
Newman?
Yeah.
Norris?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Okay, let's move on to ordinance 2019-25. It's an ordinance of the Borough of Washington and the County of Warren in the State of New Jersey, repealing Chapter 94, Article 9, Housing Officer, and Chapter 94, Article 10, Development Fees, and replacing Chapter 94, Article 9 of the Code of the Borough of Washington.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
DeShannon?
Yes.
Newman?
Yeah.
Norris?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Okay, Ordinance 2019-26 is a bond ordinance providing for the acquisition of new dump trucks by the Borough of Washington in the County of Warren, New Jersey, appropriating $1.2 million therefor and authorizing the issuance of $1,140,000 in bonds or notes of the Borough for financing such appropriations.
And what's this for?
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion. Now your question.
This would be for solid waste trucks.
If we want to do our own solid waste.
Other associated
equipment. It's a dump truck. I don't say solid waste.
Well, the bond council tends to write these things liberally. So.
They have dump bodies on them.
Sure.
You know what I mean? The back opens up. They dump.
Any other discussion?
This is just introducing and approving on first reading anyway.
Yeah, I asked about that earlier, so I totally get why.
I think we all did.
But they would be for the purpose of picking up solid waste.
That's Bob Vinefield, is that what you said? Okay, is there any other discussion?
Yeah, you know what, and actually 1.2 is incorrect, it should be 1.3. The ordinance is...
So what's on the agenda doesn't match what's on the ordinance, it's actually appropriating 1.3 for the issuance of $1.238.
The issuance of 1.238 in bonds.
I think what's here...
The ordinance is correct.
The ordinance is correct.
1.3.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we have a motion for 1.3 and 1.238. Is there any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Connor?
Yes.
DeShemin?
Yes.
Nunes?
Yeah.
North?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Okay, let's move on to ordinances and public hearings. Ordinance 2019-06 is a bond ordinance providing for the acquisition of a new fire command vehicle by the Borough of Washington and the County of Warren, appropriating $38,000, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $16,000 in bonds or notes of the Borough for financing such appropriation. At this point, I need a motion to open the public hearing.
Motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Public hearing. Anybody want to discuss buying the new fire command vehicle? Okay, hearing nobody wanting to discuss the purchase of a new fire command vehicle, I will entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Now, I'll entertain a motion to approve on the second reading, right? Yeah.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Connor?
Yes.
DeShemin?
Yes.
Nunes?
Yeah.
North?
Yes.
Higgins?
Abstained. Ordinance 2019-18 is a bond ordinance providing for the improvement of various roads in and by the Borough of Washington and the County of Warren, appropriating $1,210,000, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $1,031,000 in bonds or notes for the Borough for financing such appropriations.
Open the public hearing.
Open the public hearing, yeah.
I'll second that.
All right. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, the public hearing is open now to discuss. Actually, what it comes up to is Grand Avenue reconstruction. Yes.
Is it just for the scope of Grand Avenue reconstruction and nothing on the 5-year?
No.
And north, it's north prospect too?
No, prospect also.
So, just to clarify, a bond ordinance was issued because it's such a large project, it's undertaking, $1 million worth of work in a single year. Typically, when we do mill and repay jobs, we're not borrowing money to pay for those. Those are paid for out of the general fund in cash. They're smaller projects, so, it's not something we need to bond.
So the bond is just to cover?
The bond just covers all of the work that you're seeing happen on Grand Avenue currently, which is replacing the roadway, the curbing, the sidewalks, trees, drainage. That's it.
Okay.
Sewer improvements are paid for from a separate bond ordinance, which is separate from the budget. Comes out of sewer utility budget.
Okay.
Public, have any other questions? I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Entertain a motion to approve on second reading. On final passage.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Connor?
Yes.
DeShemin?
Yes.
Nunes?
Yeah.
North?
Yes. Higgins?
Yes. Ordinance 2019-19 is a bond ordinance providing for the acquisition of a new fire pumper truck by the Borough of Washington and the County of Warren, New Jersey, appropriating $500,000, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $465,000 in bonds or notes of the Borough for financing such
appropriation. Need a motion to open the public hearing.
Motion.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Anybody want to talk about the new fire truck? Okay, hearing nothing, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Close.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. I'll entertain a motion to approve on final.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Conley?
Yes.
DeShevin?
Yes.
Noon?
Yeah.
Norris?
Yes.
Higgins?
Abstained. Ordinance 2019-20 is a bond ordinance providing for the improvement of the sanitary sewer system in the borough of Washington in the county of Warren, appropriating $400,000, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $400,000 bonds or notes for the borough for financing such appropriation. I need a motion to open the public hearing.
Motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Okay. The public hearing for the sanitary sewage system is now open. Anybody got any questions? Yes, sir.
Yes. The $400,000, what specifically will that go to? What, is there any specific improvement project in town where the $400,000 will be applied?
There's a couple. So upgrades to Grand Avenue, repairs to the main. Replacements to laterals, which are the lines that go from houses to the main. Laterals are going to be replaced from the main to just inside the curb line. At the borough's expense, residents can choose to replace the remainder of the line if they wish. But the main purpose that serves is where the lateral typically connects to the main. Is commonly an area where you have groundwater infiltration, you know, groundwater which leaks into the main, you know, through cracks or whatever, depending on the age and condition of the lateral. So this, you know, the Grand Avenue replacement we're doing, obviously we're doing the work on Grand Avenue, is part of an overall what we call INI project, infiltration and inflow, which is groundwater and or stormwater, which is getting into the sanitary system, which causes a number of different problems, one of which is backups we've been having at the South Prospect pump station, which also is $400,000 is going to go towards rebuilding. So we're kind of doing two things at one time. We're trying to reduce the amount of groundwater and stormwater that's getting into the system and overwhelming it. And we're also upgrading the South Prospect pump station so it can handle higher flow. So kind of both things at the same time. There's a number of other improvements that we're going to be doing, information gathering, like flow monitoring, which involves, buying flow sensors, which typically range from about $30,000 to $40,000 a piece. We put those in strategic places in the sewer system to see where we're getting high flows from, especially during rain events. And then we can kind of work our way upstream toward where the problem areas are, whether it's a broken main. It can be homes or other buildings that have their stormwater leaders tied into the sanitary sewer system, which is a common problem, especially in older towns. So we're, doing this money is going to pay for some troubleshooting and then, some of the actions to the INI problem.
Okay. Anybody else have any other questions? I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? I'll entertain a motion to approve on final passage.
Second. I'm sorry.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Conley?
Yes.
DeShevin?
Yes.
Noon?
Yeah.
Norris?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Okay. see here, resolution 2019-119 is a resolution endorsing the housing element and fair share plan adopted by the Land Use Board.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Conway?
Yes.
DeShemin?
Yes.
Newman?
Yeah.
Norris?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes. 2019-120, resolution 2019-120 is a resolution appointing Matthew Hall as the municipal housing liaison for the Borough of Washington.
So moved.
For me, get more jobs. I'm sorry.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Did I see your name there, Matt? Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Conway?
Yes.
DeShemin?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Hagan?
And Maria, I just feel like the next time he still has the draft watermark on it, folks, just want to
talk. He ain't good enough for yet.
I haven't. Yes. All right, let's see here. Resolution 2019-121. Resolution adopting the affirmative marketing plan for the Borough of Washington.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Everybody understands what this is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? Roll call, please.
Conway?
Yes.
DeShemin?
Yes.
Newman?
Yeah.
Norris?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes. All right. Resolution 2019-130 is a resolution authorizing the issuance of not exceeding 1,749,000 bond anticipation notes of the Borough of Washington and the County of Warren, State of New Jersey.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Conway?
Yes.
DeShemin?
Yes.
Newman?
Yeah.
Norris?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes. Resolution, we'll do resolution 2019-131 and 132 together, the resolution of redemption of tax certificates.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Conway?
Yes.
DeShemin?
Yes.
Newman?
Yeah.
Norris?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes. All right, resolution 2019-133, lifting parking restrictions.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. Everybody understands what this is, right?
Just for the festival in the borough, that's the 2-hour parking restriction.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Conway?
Yes.
DeShemin?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes. Resolution 2019-134 is a resolution authorizing the purchase of an Elgin Pelican Series P street sweeper through the ESCNJ Cooperative Purchasing System.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Conway?
Yes.
DeShemin?
Yes.
Newman?
Yeah.
Norris?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes. Resolution 2019-135 is a resolution requesting approval of items of revenue and appropriations.
So
we have a motion and a second. Everybody understand what this is?
Can we go over this for a second?
Sure, go ahead.
This is Clean Communities. Clean Communities grant is a grant that comes to us from the state. The state taxes producers of packaging items that create litter.
Mm-hmm.
And then distributes it to municipalities.
So we're getting 15 grand.
Yeah, so this is money that we use for a variety of things. The garbage calendars that everybody gets.
Mm-hmm.
We use that space for the printing, the postage for the garbage calendars. We use it for repairs to the street sweeper, which hopefully we won't have to repair very much anymore because now we're about to purchase a new one. We also use it for if you you've ever seen the Doves, Mike and Diana Doves, education events that they do, like a and then, you know, also, Mel, depending on where we end up with the grant for the trash can downtown, if we decide that we want to supplement a little bit, we could also use the community's funds for that. It's actually the grant has been going up a little bit every year.
Yeah.
I think we only got about $14,000 in change for last year.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Conlon?
Yes.
Duchesne?
Yes.
Newton?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Resolution 2019-136 is a resolution requesting approval of items of revenue and appropriations.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
And this is money for the Municipal Alliance.
Right.
Municipal Alliance is pretty much pass-through money. It's granted to us, and then, you know, it just goes to Municipal Alliance.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Conley?
Yes.
Duchesne?
Yes.
Newton?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Okay, resolution 2019. Where's 137 at?
That was passed on Tuesday.
Last week. Okay, there you go. So let's go. Resolution 2019-138 is a resolution authorizing partial cancellation of the 2019 taxes for 100% permanent or totally disabled veteran in Washington Borough.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Conley?
Yes.
Duchesne?
Yes.
Newton?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Old business. Is there any old business? I don't know if this would fall under old business or not, Matt. Bobby Street. I know that you sent the email out and all that other stuff, but
yep.
I told you, he can have my tree. It's about 30 feet. And I mean, if the town wants to come get one of them big, they can come get mine. That's the only tree I have on my property. Well, so it is my property. It's the right of way, but it's the only tree I have. It would help me immensely with leaves. I'm just saying. I'm trying to help a constituent out. He wants a 30-foot tree. I have one. You want me to dig it out? You got a trailer?
I'm getting ready to take one down.
Okay. All right. So if we could have something, make sure that Kathy gets back to him. Is there anybody else who has any old business that they need to speak of?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Recap. Recap?
Well, before we do that, I probably should have put this in a new business. But the fire department approached me about a potential fundraiser, and that would require closing Belvedere Avenue between East Church and East Stewart, you know, basically, so Belvedere right in front of the firehouse. This would be on October 27th, which is a Sunday. The road closure would be from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. that day.
And what, they want to do like a block party kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, they're actually, it's called the Pumpkin Drop Festival. And what they're going to do is they're going to set up the aerial scope, which the ladder on the aerial scope can extend as high as about 95 feet.
Yes.
And they will, obviously for a fee, you can pay to go to the top of the ladder or as high as, as you're comfortable with. With the firemen strapped in, completely safe, and drop a pumpkin to see if you can hit a target at the bottom.
I think it's going to be pretty popular.
They have local farms who will donate pumpkins.
That's great.
And then, like I said, folks will pay.
So what's our insurance say about that?
They said, I did consult the risk manager about that, and as long as they're with the firemen and they're actually working up language for a waiver, and they have to be 18 or older.
Wow. And this will be on the 27th?
The 27th, yeah.
Okay.
We're actually, we're thinking about doing some kind of kids' pumpkin drop, like there's a landing by the stairs over here, and we're going to, you know, let kids drop them right over the side.
Oh, okay.
Since they won't be able to go up the ladder.
I think we should get a dunk tape tank, fill it with warm cider, and have Matt sit there and be dunked all day long.
Another job for Matt.
That
the
would
donkey.
Be
the donkey.
Dollar a function.
I did speak to Cicero about this morning. We went over a road closure and detour plan, which he was fine with. So
we would need to approve that tonight.
Yeah, we just need to grant the road closure.
I would so moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Me.
I'll have you guys take a look at it.
Okay. Anything for recap, Matt?
I'm going to appoint.
Do we have to approve a new member of council?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Anything else to do in the recap?
No.
I mean, obviously, I'll follow up with Tara and Elena on the updated zoning ordinance. Tara and I have to get in touch with Green Acres about the drainage easements. I will pursue the Shade Tree Commission about their tree.
Okay. All right. We will, as everybody knows, or maybe you don't, Councilman John Music resigned on the 16th of August. Thank you. I stuck there for a minute. And we were supplied three names for an appointment to fill his vacant seat, and the names that were submitted were Luann Cox, Ed France, and Dale Parachuk Sr. So, with that being said, I'll entertain a motion to nominate from the list of three that was submitted.
Is that not some kind of requirement they have to be here?
No,
unfortunately.
How do you know who these people are? I mean, how do we have a chance to meet them, interview them, ask them questions if they're not here?
Well, that's a good point there, Councilman Norse.
I mean,
because, see, here's what happens. If we don't make the appointment tonight, the appointment gets made for us.
I understand that. This is the second time this has happened. We appointed someone. He lasted a month. He resigned. So, here we're going to do it again.
The good thing is that there is an election on November 5th. So then somebody will actually be elected. But, yes, this has been not very good.
A nomination.
I'm not nominating anyone.
Well, I don't know anybody.
Huh? What's your stuff?
I said I don't know him, so.
You don't know?
I know one of the three.
Hallelujah. Have mercy. Okay. So what are we doing?
I need a nomination.
If there was somebody
the
here,
three,
I would
Ed
be
France,
willing to nominate a person who was here.
Luann Cox or Dale Parachuk Sr.
Yeah. But if you don't do something,
then the chair appoints.
The chair will do it.
Well,
or the committee appoints.
Right.
I'll nominate Luann.
Okay.
Is there a second?
I'll second Luann.
All right. Are there any other nominations?
I nominate Ed Brand.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, are there any other nominations? All right, hearing that there are no other nominations, I need a motion to close the nominations. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. I have a motion and a second to close the nominations. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Okay. Since Ms. Cox was the first one nominated, I will entertain a motion to appoint Ms. Cox to the council. Nobody's going to make the motion?
Motion for what now?
To approve her to be appointed, to appoint her to fill the vacancy.
Well, there's two people nominated.
I know there is, but we got to vote on both of them.
I have to vote on them.
So.
To vote?
You're making a motion to appoint Ms. Cox to the vacancy.
Motion to appoint her.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second? So we need a second.
All right, second.
All right, we have a second. All right. We have a motion and a second to appoint Ms. Cox to the vacant seat. I need a roll call, please.
Connick?
No.
DeShannon?
No.
Noon?
Yeah.
Norris?
Yes.
Deegan?
No.
Motion failed.
Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to approve Mr. Plants to fill the vacant seat.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Connor?
Yes.
DeShannon?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Deegan?
No. Mr. Plants is appointed to the council. Okay. Thank you. Okay, this has become quite the I hope the election settles it. Okay, so let's move on to council remarks. Let's start off with Councilwoman Chelsea. Do you have any remarks?
I just wanted to mention the Sigma Free initiative. We had our first meeting Saturday, which was poorly planned on my part because it was National Overdose Awareness Day and also Labor Day. But I did get four people who attended, and we're going to start planning things. Our meetings will be held the last Saturday of every month. They're open to anyone and everyone. So Saturday, 10 a.m., we're going to be doing it in the conference room since it's a smaller group.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Councilwoman Josephine.
I want to thank Matt Hall for his help. He's been meeting with me Wednesdays at 11 o'clock. We're trying to finally get a bronze certification for sustainable jersey, which has been taking many hours of time for green team members, but we've also have had to have help from Matt and other people working for the Borough of Washington. So thank you for your help with that. And I actually met with Mel today because to get this certification requires working with a lot of partners. So thank you for that. And then we are having a health and wellness day at the farmers market this Saturday. I know it's also the yard sale day and Victorian Day and Belvedere, etc. But we're hoping that people will come for the health and wellness day. We have demonstrations from various businesses and for health and wellness. So we have a Qigong demonstration at 10:30, then we have Tai Chi at 11. At 12 o'clock we have yoga. And at 12:30 we have jujitsu and people can participate. So it's nice also if you have kids you want to bring to some or take a break from yard sale, come down and do something healthy at the farmers market between 10 and 2.
Thank you. Anything else?
That's it.
Councilman Keith.
Just want to say I hope everybody had a good Labor Day. You know I enjoyed mine. I had to leave my couch. I'm sorry that we're having to go through so many candidates to have a full forum, being of the party that's in question, it's pretty embarrassing, I'm sorry. But we'll make it through. I think the town's moving in the right direction. I want to see it keep moving that way. I think Matt's doing a great job. I think council's doing a great job. Police, fire, and DPW is doing a great job. Justine Dawson with the farmers market. So let's just everybody keep doing the great things that are happening.
All right. Deputy Mayor Hassel.
I just want to say that we had a bus ride going to the field, the baseball field, but we have canceled that. But going forward, we would like everyone to get out the word that we do have a full committee that we have the last Friday of the month. We're meeting this Friday because we had to cancel last Friday. But we're meeting this Friday, and we're asking everyone to get out the word that we do meet on those Fridays and come join us and see what the thing this committee is all about. And that's it.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry. Off of her comment, can we not get a banner made? Senior committee meeting to put out front so people can see.
Well, we're trying to get one of those, the best of the signs outside. So we got to work on that on our budget.
Yeah, I would very much like to do one of those.
Yeah, we got
to
get it on our budget.
You need the electric. You need an electric sign.
That would be.
One of the light up signs. Change the lettering on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me work my charm. I might get one done.
Okay.
Great.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
If we can get a
festival
in the borough.
I don't know if we can do a thousand pounds. That would be a miracle.
Flash chicken.
Yeah. I just have a suggestion for you guys. If you think of trying to get like service organizations, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, or somebody from the school, you know what I mean? Like, invite them to a senior meeting to see what, because winter's coming up, we have the fall coming up, and seniors that can't rake their leaves or okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you need an official letter from the town, Matt would be glad to do one for you, I'm sure.
Okay. That would be nice.
And along with that, you should probably have some of our invite some of our professionals to come for classes. Like, I'm sure that our legal team would be more than happy to come to a meeting and talk about wills and estate planning and things like that, informational items. Mm-hmm. You think that Mr.
We have someone that does that routinely that goes.
See? Amazing.
I think he has something to do with it. Send me an email and I can.
Okay.
That's the question. We have two guys that need to.
Okay.
And maybe they might want to sponsor a bus trip and give us for free. I'm not saying that the legal, but some of our professionals might, or a combination thereof.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so my turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The festival is coming up. Yard sale coming up this Saturday. How are we going to, I was out on Grand Avenue today talking to some of the residents, looking at what they were known. Are they going to move the barrier so that people are going to be able to walk Grand Avenue? Because there are a lot of seniors that live on Grand Avenue that are worried about selling their junk. I'm just saying.
I'll communicate with the residents. We're going to have to see where we're at in the project at that point.
Okay.
But maybe people could park on the side streets and walk.
Maybe put a sign up saying there.
Yeah.
We
got to
put some
porches and all that kind of stuff.
Because we don't want nobody to fall either.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
There's some bumps over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they have it. It is. Whatever. Okay, so I also talked to some of the people, when we talked to the contractor that want the slate.
Yeah.
And I told those people to mark the slate that they want.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to find a place. They're not going to carry it into their backyard, but they will put it somewhere. They will save it somewhere for them.
Yeah.
That's not all of it. If you can remind the contractor of that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here, bulk pickup is when?
Friday the 20th.
That is 1 week after the festival. The festival is on the 14th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be the 20th, 6 days later. All right. And today was the last day for stickers.
Correct.
Okay. All right, let's see here. Do anybody know anything about NAMI?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is there something that we can put on the website? Somebody called me and asked me if we could promote NAMI. That is the National Association of Mental Illness.
Mental Illness, yeah.
Something like that. Can we do something to put on our Facebook page that the borough supports that and, you know, give them some information on where to go?
Talking stigma free.
You two can get together with that thing?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Let's see here. I met with a resident today. He lives on West Warren, right? John Hoffman?
Yep.
Can we get Kevin out there to take a look at the erosion and find out how much of a berm we would have to put up there with the...
I think he has, because we had to go around before we put the roads on the list. Mm-hmm. Look at what issues might be going on there, and blacktop curve is his recommendation.
Okay, well, it's eroding real bad out there.
Yeah, and I mean, there's probably...
There's actually a shade tree commission tree that's being eroded away. Did you see that, the roots?
Yeah.
I don't want them that way.
West one?
Between West one, between Grand and Prospect. On the corner of West Warren and actually Prospect. Okay, that's that. Grand Avenue. All right. Do we have any time that, do we know when we're going to pave the roads that we've established?
At this point, probably it's going to be end of the month. We're waiting on full time to get the date.
At the end of September?
End of this month, yeah.
Okay. That's soon.
Okay. Just in case anybody who hasn't gone to Grand Avenue, you should go to Grand Avenue. There's a lot of trees that are taken down there.
We have lots of the old people want to walk around. You be careful.
We're gonna have to make an assessment.
Exactly,
because
how things are.
You don't want them to fall.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I was lucky we let Grand Avenue have their yard sale after it's finished.
Well, I mean, they want to do it when, I get it, they want to do it when there's a lot of people in town.
When there's money flows around.
So if you put a yard sale out on Grand Avenue, I'm sure you'll have to touch
it. I think they get, like, waivers to do it for free at the fire department or something like that, because I know what they're offering. Right? Maybe they could get...
Generally,
the contractor, is supposed to put things back so that, because we're not, the road's not... going to be blocked during the weekend if it doesn't absolutely have to be. So, I'm more concerned with the not so much people accessing the road, it's going to be open, but people parking their cars and walking down the street or walking,
Walking
a lot of people who maybe aren't familiar with what's going on, stepping over, broken curbs, tree stumps, or
and maybe just put caution signs up everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody knows. Everybody's heard the name Dorian. Dorian. Nobody knows where the hell Dorian's going. I love Dorian's going to end up in New Jersey. So I've already talked to Matt about him getting with the OEM to find out, what we need to do to stay ahead of the storm that should be here. If it does come see us on Thursday, Friday, into Saturday or whatever, Matt is going to get that taken care of. We have a new generator here, so we will be designated as a shelter, right? We can do that as the OEM. With that being said, I don't know what we can do for the people of the Bahamas. I don't know if we should do something, if we can do anything. those four people, that country is wrecked. You know what I mean? So if anybody hears of anything that we can do to help them out, please bring it to the attention of the manager.
Because maybe if they, I mean, I don't know, usually if they need money, frankly.
Well, that's what they have on John 7 News today.
I mean, if we, listen, we could organize, I know that we organized a bike rack and bench drive. Maybe that we could organize like a food drop off and for the guest mats.
I just was going to make a recommendation. I don't know if at the farmers markets and the streets and everything, that you have like just a small setup thing collecting contributions, donations, money. You know, they're walking around and say, we're collecting to send to the Bahamas. You live there anyway?
I don't know. You know, I would like to stay away from them. The money part of it, or whatever else that we can organize, this is a drop-off point for clothes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I think the big drop-off is in the city. They have a big drop-off over in the city on 7th and 6th.
Okay, so you could take it there. Is that what you're saying?
No, I did not.
Oh. He has a pickup truck.
Yeah, you got a big pickup. You didn't use it. Where did you say 5th and Central?
No. That's the 7th and 8th Avenue.
No, but really, that is a good idea. Oh, so if we figure out what items need to be.
Either that or 5th and Central in Newark. All right. So with that being said, you know, I mean, we're very fortunate. We're very fortunate.
We have to look at what they're collecting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one other thing. The park pool is now closed.
It is.
Okay. Are we going to get a report on how we did there?
Yep. Yeah, we're going to get together all, you know, admissions, back bar sales, all of that.
Okay. I know that the police department, the fire department, DPW, all get recognized every meeting for the outstanding work they do.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep forgetting about the ladies downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Those ladies downstairs
mm-hmm.
all do a great job.
And they
have
a great job.
Yes, they do. So
every last one of them.
Yes.
And have been helping with the Sustainable Jersey application.
And the Shade Tree Commission.
Yes.
And
you know what I mean?
And the
senior committee.
Yes.
And the senior committee.
Yes.
Okay, but we do need to find out who left the book in the copy machine, because that's why I couldn't copy what I needed tonight. Made me feel. Okay, is there anything else that we need to discuss? Convention is coming up?
Yeah.
I have one thing. I noticed that we're buying a lot of vehicles, and Matt and I have talked about the fact that we need to do, like, a fleet inventory. I think that's something just to have, like, all of the vehicles the borough owns and, like, how old they are, their condition, et cetera, and when they're likely to be replaced. And we have put that in as a goal for Matt. So.
Oh. Or for Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, we need to rice the manager for the next meeting.
Okay.
Can you rice the manager for the next meeting? Okay. Anything else? I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Good night.
Good night. Thank you.